Good morning. The time is 8:16. My name is Caitlin Woolsey, and joining me in the studio this morning, we have two guests. We have Jeff Budd. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Caitlin.
And Bill Foster. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
And you're both volunteers and really involved in many ways with the Wearable Arts Show that's coming up on Saturday, March 10th. Jeff, maybe you could start by telling us about the history of this event.
Okay, this is my take on it. I lived in Ketchikan, and they started the Wearable Arts Show. This is their 32nd year, so I think that they're the home of the wearable arts, although New Zealand says they're the home of the wearable arts, but I think Ketchikan is. So the first couple of years there, I was an MC for the Wearable Arts Show, and it was mostly people doing press felt and weaving and stuff like that. And about the third year, Ray Troll entered a 2x4 vest. And all of a sudden, all the light bulbs turned on and went click, click, click. Oh, we can do whatever we want. And then it just kind of mushroomed from there. So then 10 years ago, I was working for the Arts Council. And we decided, I was still a board member then before I was working. And we decided to try to do a wearable art show. And we did the first one at the community house and people liked it. And so we continued to do it every year. So it's a fundraiser for the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
And Bill, as a active participant in this event, how would you describe it to someone who's thinking about doing the show? What is wearable art? How is it different than, say, like a costume party?
Well, first, as you said, it's not a costume. It's something that you design and wear that can be considered art. Now, I remember Mr. Whitekeys said once, art is whatever you can get away with, but which is a classic line. But I think we know it. You know, you can buy Halloween, you can buy a lot of things. But people also, like the Stardust Ball is a good example of people wearing art, I think. So I won't say anything goes, but it needs to be something that you really strive to make it artistic. Now, that's sometimes a question. Jeff Budd has had some that I would question about art. I think his toilet entry that year was on the edge.
I thought it was perfect.
The toilet entry, can you describe that for their...
No, you don't want it.
Yeah. It was, the theme was Seven Seas Clean Seas. Yeah. So my friend Laura made a giant toilet, and I wore it because this has to do with Seven Seas Clean Seas. Yep. And I think what Bill's talking about is I gave out Tootsie Rolls, and he thought that was a little bit...
That was over the top, Jeff.
That took it one step too far.
I did get some looks.
Yeah. But we've had some interesting ones. You look back, and those of you who have attended most or all of them, we talked the other day about the tank.
Tank top.
It was called tank top, and so we thought this person was going to come in with something on a tank top. This person brought a tank, and it was so large, he needed help getting it around the corner onto the runway.
Whoa.
And anyway, I just look back at some of those, so, you know... If you're still planning on something, you know, think out of the box on that.
Okay. So, Jeff, Bill just called you out for wearing a toilet in the Wearable Art Show. Would you like to tell us about any of Bill's costumes that you particularly
What did you call them?
Oh, sorry. Oh, gosh. Art. Not costume.
That's okay.
We're paying attention here.
Bill's
we might
outfit.
Look like we're sleeping.
Bill's good, art. Caitlin. What art has Bill made that
Bill
you
Bill has
about?
Done a variety of different things, and he's done one with a bunch of, remember this, you guys might not remember, but the slides that you used to get, he did that. He made
slides.
A really cool one out of semaphore flags that Jeff lost. And by the way, if anybody has it out there, Bill will buy you a free ticket to the Wearable Art Show for returning it.
It's on a sailor suit, and you can't miss it.
Nope, it's pretty cool.
You know, I wore it once at Fool's Run at Midnight. It came back from there, but anyway.
And it has nautical flags? What
it
are
those?
Has
flags sewn on. The nautical
cool.
flags. Yeah. Nautical flags are very colorful of different colors and designs. But
he did bag tags. From
that one.
He's a legend at Alaska Airlines.
No. That one.
He is.
That bag tag suit, part of it is over in the airline terminal now in the showcase there. So you can see it.
I heard Alaska Airlines is actually participating this year.
Yes.
This what, their third year?
Third year, I think.
Yeah, they're good.
I know that they've been working on it, and I think it'll be a real showstopper.
They have a ringer. Do you know Juliet and Juliet Agnew? Do you go to school with her? Anyhow,
know,
yeah. So Alaska Airlines has a drill team, and she's one of their members. So she comes back, and she works with the crew. It's always been women, but maybe they'll get a man from the whatever you guys are, ramp agents. And anyhow, so they're going to be, and they've always brought the house down. It's always rhythmic and fun, and they have a good time with
They've been working on it for months now, so I think we can expect
Disney last year?
Yeah, and it'll be a large group. So remember, you can be in this event as a single person with just something that you walk
toilet.
Down the runway. The toilet, yes. I'm trying to get that out of my mind, Jeff. Anyway.
So
and they've got a group. So we've had groups, what, 10, 12?
10 of those guys. Yep. And then Emmy Fish will be back with a group of 10. And she's a star. She started as an eighth grader when she was at Blatchley, and she's done it every year since then. And she graduated from Mount Edgecombe last year, and she's a talent. She's really, really,
she's
really
been great. Working a while. That'll yeah. be
she's
one to look forward.
She's creative.
And it sounds like you're still hoping more people will sign up for this event.
Yeah. So the deadline is February 25th, and you can get there's a registration form, and because you have to have X number of words, you have to have your music, and we have a person that'll put that together professionally. But you have to go to www.sitkaartscouncil.org. So it's S-I-T-K-A, then A-R-T-S-C-O-U-N-C-I-L.org. And all the information's there. But the deadline's the 25th. And if you have an old piece and you want to re-enter that and do it, or you just want to have it displayed, we would be delighted to do that. And they may call me at 747-4821, and I will help as well.
Now, right. You could actually take one that you've used before and redo it and probably improve and sort of a new angle on it, something like that. But I think it's fun to be in, and it's fun to be at.
And it's funny, too.
And with the new remodeled Centennial, the runway is even much better. Some of you before remember we had trouble with the lighting getting in people's eyes. Mm. The remodeled Centennial is just perfect for a runway show now, and it makes it easier. It also makes it easier for the people in the dressing rooms to see what's going on because they have TV connection to the main auditorium. So you don't have to go peeking in the door to see everyone else's entry.
Hey, Matt, may I thank Mount Edgecombe High School for the loan of their runway and AML for bringing that runway there and taking it back, because you can't have a runway show without a runway.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
So you're hoping people will sign up. Who can sign up? Is there any limit on age or who can do this? Do you have to be an artist to be in the show, or can you just be a model?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, if you make a piece and you need a model, let us know, because we have people that will model. And anybody can do it. Keep it family. The music's got to be family-friendly. It's a family-oriented thing. It's, and so we listen to the music, too. So sometimes we have to have just the, you know, what do you call it, musical version, not the vocal version. But, yeah, anybody can. But you need to think ahead. You need to plan ahead. It's not too late. You can get your registration in, and you still have, 10 days past that or something like that. 15 days. But do a good job. You don't want to have it be too schlocky. You don't want to be like the one schlocky.
Oh, schlocky. I do not use that word.
Oh, because I tried to do one out of inner tubes. I was going to have arable art, and the concept was good, but the final product was...
That one went flat. That was even stranger than the toilet, yeah.
No,
it was
pun
a good
intended.
Try.
Yeah, no pun intended.
It was a good try.
But I think people ask, how do you get an idea? Well, you know, it's just thinking about it, but some people get the music first and then build around it. Some people kind of do them both at the same time, and some get the idea first and then go searching for music, and it's out there. And I tend to go to disco since I missed the disco era. I'm still kind of catching up on it. So
I don't think you missed anything.
Okay.
Disco's great.
I have one more question. Yeah. We're almost out of time. Yeah. But the theme this year is forecast, which you've been doing this show for 10 years. And it's kind of the idea is looking ahead to the next 10 years. What can we expect?
Mm-hmm.
What would you both say your views are, or your feeling is, that you want to communicate with your art this year?
Well, I think it's good to think about where this show is going and look back, and that's what we want to do, is be sure this goes another 10 years.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything this year, but that's a good question. But I echo what Bill's saying, that, you know, it's a fundraiser for the Arts Council, and it is fun, and it is funny, and it's made for all people. And I was saying the other day that when I watch the videos of it, I don't look at the people on the runway. I look at the crowd and the smiles on people's faces, on everybody's faces, young and old, is just really rewarding. So it's a good show and it's fun.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you, Caitlin. We'll see you there.
Sounds good.